Okay, good morning everybody.
Good morning.
Oh, everybody's not ready.
Almost.
Ready.
All right. Okay, let's go. So we're here today to first kickoff meeting about this new project we're going to talk about in a few minutes. So I will be Sebastian, the project manager. You are
I'm Michael, I'm the user interface designer.
Okay.
I'm Guillermo Lavigia, I'm the marketing expert.
I'm Herman, the industrial designer.
Okay, very good. Thanks for being here. So let's have a look to the agenda. So we are going to go through this agenda and mainly first to use the tools available, this nice and smart meeting room we have here. Then we go to the plan of the project and have general discussions about it. So the goal of this project is to develop a new remote controller. It should be original, trendy, and also user-friendly. As usual, we will follow the project method that we're using in our company. It is in three steps, as you know. First, the functional design, the second, the conceptual design, and then the detailed design. During each step of each design, you will work separately, individually on your specific tasks, and we will need to discuss and take decisions about what you did and what we will do next. So first, we have to train ourselves with all the tools available in this nice meeting room, and particularly the whiteboard. So we are going to go through the whiteboard and take some notes or do some drawings. So who want to start? Mr.
Well,
McGregor?
I guess so. Maybe draw my favorite. I don't know. Tell you about the spider, because you can actually draw it pretty well in front of a whiteboard. Spider lives in a web. And has eight legs. And it can move all about the web in dimensions, unless it's a three-dimensional web, which you can have sometimes. There are some spiders that live in, like, they have like a kind of a big ball of a web. And the other thing is, some spiders can actually fly, like they have they let out like a stream of like the web building material, but it acts like a parachute, so they can actually kind of go and find new build new web somewhere else. I think they did this in Charlotte's Web, that movie, that little, well, it's actually a book first, but at the end, all the spiders kind of flew away. So
okay.
That's my.
Thank you. Very interesting. Guillermo, you want to?
would like.
It would be very fun. Yes.
Okay, it's a friendly backup.
Maybe it's not because of just like something.
Honestly, I don't know what's his behavior. I don't know if it's the male who comes or is the female. I have watched that lion didn't come. It's the female lion who comes. So. But I like it because it's fast and it's black as well, so it can. It can hide itself very easily, and it's looks like power, strength. I watched a film about a Black Panther when I was a child. I was in that age when everything was shocking me.
Okay, thanks for the comment.
Oh,
shit. So you don't like being conscious?
I love it.
What's that?
Not the favorite, I don't know, but I can draw elephants. I'll try to draw elephants. Okay, so elephant goes in this.
Cute.
Yeah, so
four elephants.
Sometimes they have a hump. It seems that the elephants are very friendly and they have one very important way, a different way of walking. So when they walk, wherever they are going to put their first feet, the second feet will always be when they come to that position, the third feet will be there. That's the way they walk. And that's very peculiar about them. None of the other animals walk like this. And they are very useful to human beings. At least few hundred years ago, when there was no means of transportation or something, or when they had to carry huge loads from a place to another, elephants were very useful. And they are found in usually the warm countries. And they are the biggest terrestrial animal.
So is this an Indian or an African elephant? Because they
have there are ears. Two kind of they are very different, Indian and African elephants. So Indian elephant is having one bump, I think, and the African have two. And then there is a difference in the trunk of the animals, these elephants who are Indian animals. So for some elephant, it's the trunk is having one. Do we have some message there?
Yes, we have to. I have to cut you, sorry.
Okay, some of that time. Thank you.
Thank you.
We can discuss that offline.
Yeah, I will discuss that offline. Or do you want to do another meeting on that one? Yes. So another important part of the project is about money. and about about finance. So we should target the same price of 25 euro for this remote control. And we have we should generate a profit of 50 million euro. Okay. And we should target the an international market.
So can I just ask one question? Is this a standalone unit that we're going to be selling? So it's going to be, you already have a TV, but you're buying an extra remote control for it.
Oh, this is the next topic we have to discuss, I think. So let's go do it. So we should decide which kind of remote control we want to go. Should it be specific remote control to some specific device? Should it be a universal one? And so so I'm waiting for your inputs very quickly because we have only three minutes to go.
Okay, well, so it seems that the first thing that we've specified is the price, like based on how much profit we're going to make, which seems to be kind of a little strange if we don't know what the product is yet. But I guess if that's the requirement that we need to design the product to actually fit that price bracket. So I guess we're going to need to find out what's actually, what people are willing to pay for it. What kind of product they're expecting for 25 euro.
Okay.
Because it seems quite a lot for a control. So
okay, I think this is more a job to our markets.
Person,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So it should be the topic of maybe the next week, just to have an overview of this and in which direction we should go. So we need to close the meeting. We'll have a new meeting soon, and so here are the work every of you has to do. So you have to work on the working design. You have to work on the technical functions, and you have to work on the user requirements specs.
Right.
You will receive some information by email as usual. Thanks for coming today.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks.
All right.